This is TechCrunch.
Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
There are a lot of ways to describe what's happening to the Earth's climate. Global warming, climate change, climate crisis, global weirding. They all try to capture in different ways the phenomena caused by our world's weather systems gone awry. Yet despite a thesaurus century's worth of options, it's still a remarkably difficult concept to make relatable. Researchers at MIT might finally have an answer, though. Instead of predicting Category 5 hurricanes or record heat days, they've developed a tool that allows people to see how many outdoor days their region might experience from now through 2100 if carbon emissions growth remains unchecked. The results might be alarming or comforting, depending on where you live. For people in California or France or Germany, things don't look so bad. The climate won't be quite as hospitable in the summers, but it'll grow a little bit more clement in the spring and fall, adding anywhere from a few days to nearly a month of outdoor weather compared with historical records. The UK will be even better off, gaining 40 outdoor days by the end of the century. Not everyone will come out ahead, though. Some temperate places like New York, Massachusetts, China, and Japan will lose a week or more of outdoor days. Elsewhere, the picture looks even more dire. Illinois will lose more than a month of outdoor days by the 2080s as the summers grow unbearably hot. Texas will lose a month and a half for the same reason. Yet it's the countries with some of the most vulnerable populations that'll suffer the most, as scientists have been warning. Nigeria's summers will grow even hotter and longer, lopping off nearly 2 months of outdoor days. India will lose almost 2.5 months. It doesn't have to be that way, even if the world fails to reach net zero carbon emissions by 2050, but still manages to by 2070, the situation will improve dramatically. Both Nigeria and India would only lose 1 month of outdoor days, and more northerly regions retain some of their added outdoor days. The MIT tool is a relatable application of a field of study known as climate scenario analysis, a branch of strategic planning that seeks to understand how climate change will impact various regions and demographics. It's not a new field, but as advances in computational power have fostered more sophisticated climate models, it has become more broadly applicable than before. A range of startups are using this relatively newfound predictive capability to help give shape to an uncertain future. Many startups in the space are focused on tackling that uncertainty for investors, lenders, and insurers. Jupiter Intelligence, Servest, and One Concern all focus on those markets, supplying customers with dashboards and data feeds that they can tailor to regions or even assets of interest. The startups also determine the risk of flood, wildfire, and drought, and they'll deliver reports detailing risk to assets and supply chains. They can also crank out regulatory disclosures, highlighting relevant climate risks. Investors and insurers are sufficiently worried about how climate change will affect assets and supply chains that these startups have attracted some real cash. Jupiter Intelligence has raised $97 million, according to PitchBook, while Servest has raised $43 million, and One Concern has brought in $152 million. While major financial institutions are an obvious customer base for climate forecasting companies, other markets exposed to the outdoors are also in need of solutions. Climate AI is targeting agriculture, including agribusiness, lenders, and food and beverage companies, all of which have watched as droughts, floods, and storms have decimated crops. As a result, water risk assessment is a key feature of climate AI's forecasts, though it provides other weather and climate-related data too. The startup has raised $37 million so far per PitchBook. Sensible Weather is working on markets that are a little closer to home for most of us. It provides insurance for people embarking on outdoor events and activities, from live concerts to camping and golfing. It works with campgrounds, golf courses, live event operators, and more, allowing them to give customers an option to insure their outing against inclement weather. It's an approach that's landed the startup $22 million in funding, according to PitchBook. As more businesses and consumers become aware of how climate change is affecting their lives, their demand for certainty will create a wealth of new markets that will offer these startups and their peers ample opportunity to expand. Climate scenario analysis, once a niche limited to academic labs and insurance companies, appears poised to enter the mainstream. That's all for now. For more stories like this one, visit TechCrunch.com.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.